landscaping, painting the front door, repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The onside kick and the hands team for Bama. More guys to the right. Kicks it that way. Ball takes a kangaroo hop, and it'll go out of bounds, and Alabama will have it. One kneel down away from a national title. Alabama back on top of the college football world. 45-40. Alabama wins.
There have been so many of those.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today's the deadline for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to turn over documents for the impeachment inquiry related to President Trump's request to have Joe Biden investigated in Ukraine. We do not expect the administration to comply.
Fox News confirms the president is scheduled to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing his White House will not comply with an impeachment request until she takes a formal vote on the House floor.
Fox's David Spunt just announced the economy created 136,000 jobs last month, unemployment down to 3.5%. It was 3.7%. Bernie Sanders' wife, Jane, says he's recovering well from a heart procedure and that he'll be leaving the hospital in Las Vegas soon to go home to Vermont.
We're heading back to Burlington this weekend. It'll take a few days to rest up. If we can convince him to stop talking about all the issues, I don't think that'll happen.
America's listening to Fox News.
It is Friday morning.
Well, what do you want for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs?
No! I like tacos!
It's not Tuesday!
Taco day.
On a Friday?
What is this, National Taco Day?
Taco day.
On a Friday, no less.
Who's up for guacamole?
Don't forget that.
Happy Taco Day.
Let's freaking do this!
And it's
showtime.
One of these days, I'll do some type of breakfast taco for you guys.
Okay.
But not today.
That'd be awesome.
All right, first up.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Did you ever wonder a date is haunting you? Like, what happened on this date? So I'm supposed to be remembering something. You may remember on this date in 95, we had a hurricane named Opal. It came through town here. It was at its worst at 10 p.m. and we were doing the 10 p.m. news and it was 90 mile an hour winds outside. Hurricane Opal on this date in 1995, 24 years ago. Where did the time go? It's 77 out there this morning. We already have a good start to the heating. Today's high temperature near 100. Record heat day 10. The record is 97. Rain chances, there will be showers on the radar like there were yesterday, but the rain chances are 20% or less. So good luck. Again, most places will get skipped. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Still hot, but not record hot. I think that streak ends at 10 today. Sunday's high around 92, so 96 tomorrow, 92 Sunday. Rain chances pretty small on Saturday, but widely scattered storms Sunday. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday ahead of a cool front, we hope. I mean, the cool front's coming. But how many showers along the front? We don't know. I'm a little skeptical about that. But behind the front on Tuesday and Wednesday, that's the nice air. That is something to get excited about because it's going to be such a huge change from this torrid heat wave. Right now, 77 degrees, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. It's 8:08. You know, Plumbing by Luke Ryer, we talk about him, and we talk about the fact that plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, whether it's the middle of a weekend, middle of a holiday, or middle of the night. Well, my problem the other day didn't happen. It happened during regular business hours, but still, no matter when you call Plumbing by Luke Ryer, they're ready to go, and they're never going to charge you overtime. So I had another great experience this week when they came out and fixed the issue I had in the master bathroom. And not only did he fix what I called them about, they discovered another problem and fixed that too. So, it's great to rely on the professionals at Plumbing by Luke Ryer. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Ask about the whole house plumbing inspection. That's great peace of mind. Alabama certification number 84417.
Donna Knight's Amazing War Eagle coming up. The greatest song, I think. I got to give her credit. I mean, we've had her in the studio. That song and the video, both excellent. It's our tradition to play that and Rambabama during season on Friday, and that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. First,
this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay, and I got nothing. Nothing. We've had no accidents all morning long. We are accident-free everywhere right now. Everything seems to be moving along with no problems, no matter where you are around central Alabama. Let's keep it that way. Don't be the first to have an accident on this Friday. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon until 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by otherwise.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and it's that time of the morning when I tell you about my good friend, Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Now, I have been the recipient of the good work that Dr. Pasley does. My range of motion, you know, I haven't talked about it in a long time because it hasn't been an issue for me. But you want to think back about a year, I was dealing with a lot of pain in my neck, and not figuratively, and it was really affecting my range of motion and affecting how I felt driving, if I was being a safe driver or not, because it was hard for me to check my blind spots. Well, after going to Dr. Pasley and doing these exercises that he kind of prescribed at home to do to keep the flexibility up in my neck, I feel loads better, and that pain in my neck is virtually gone. You can go see Dr. Pasley to talk about something like that, or maybe you have an old injury that's causing you pain. If you've got an MRI, he'll go over it with you at no cost. And if you need the help of a massage therapist, Moss Therapeutics is now at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Lots for you to check out. Visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. Give them a call at 285-8483. Open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to noon and 2 to 6. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 to noon, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
All right, later on this hour, we have our Morning Maroon nominees. And don't forget to stop by my Facebook page. You do not have to be a friend or a follower. Just go to Greg Budell, GREGBUDELL on Facebook. Look for the Auburn logo. Let's see how many predictions we have garnered so far. And I do hate to say it, but I'm almost up to 50 already with Auburn.
Okay.
That's the Auburn Gator game. And Don Duncan not only will service your vehicle, the works, oil change, tire rotation, lube, but you'll have $100 in. Basically, they'll set up an account at the location that's close to you so you can have some additional work done when you need it. 8:11. Local news. War Eagle coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes that you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year, and fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You are going to love my buns. Soft and gooey and delicious.
Today is Cinnamon Roll Day.
Cinnamon Roll.
It's also National Taco Day.
It's raining tacos.
And National Vodka Day. But why choose? Why not celebrate all three?
Yes, tasty, yum, now, go!
Maybe not all at the same time.
That's all I can think about all day is food and booze.
Looks like your Friday just got a lot more fun.
Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
You can hop back on the health and fitness wagon on Monday.
I got a taco deluxe supreme talking back at me. It's gonna be a while.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh,
8:17, and that War Eagle spirit is evident in this week's Duncan and Son Predictathon, as we have gone rocketing past the 50 mark in predictions already. Look at that. Almost another dozen since we mentioned it 3 minutes ago.
Wow.
So please visit my Facebook page. By the way, I don't know what I've been doing right lately.
Yeah.
It's a short list.
Me either.
But over the last, I think since Monday, I've gained almost 20 new followers. I'm glad to see it. I'd rather see that number go up than down. Of course, mine compared to Rick's is dinky. It's nothing.
To Rick's?
To Rich's.
Oh, I thought you meant to Rich's.
How many people...
Rick Thomas?
Rick Thomas, yeah, the weather guy.
Yeah.
We've been listening to him for years. Here's Rick.
Don't ask me where that...
Anyway,
the
Facebook weather page has 37,728, something like that, right now.
I'm feeling shrinkage.
Well, because you have a different page than what he has.
Well, weather is...
It's your brand. It's your brand, buddy.
No. You set that up as a different page than what he did.
Right.
He can only go to 5,000.
Yeah.
Because it's
yours
a personal
page. It's a different account.
But the followers, there's no limit on those, really. So,
yeah, you can be followers.
So basically, according to the math, you're 3 times more popular than I am. And now I hate myself.
God.
We have... the Joker movie opening this weekend, and with that came a little list today of the top 10, the highest grossing horror movies of all time, adjusted for inflation. So what do you think?
Exorcist.
Okay, that is on the list.
Number 2.
Get
that,
out.
For adjusted for inflation, $996.5 million.
Oh. The Exorcist was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Adjusted for inflation.
Now, this is the money it made or the money it cost to make? Or
this is total box office gross,
adjusted
for inflation. Adjusted
for inflation.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, because I think when I don't know if you know this, I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yes.
would Psycho be on that list? Adjusted for inflation?
It is not.
Hmm.
That movie, that wasn't a... The word on that... Because my mother loved Hitchcock, but there were two movies she wouldn't see. One was The Birds, because she was afraid of birds. She was a birdophobe.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was Psycho, because, as she told it, the advance word on that was, this is going to scare the everling.
Yeah.
Another one, too. I remember Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
So good. So good.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So good.
Especially that scene where she brings up the food under the...
So sad, but so good.
It's so good, but it's so sad.
I love Betty Davis.
Or the scene with popcorn.
Well, how do you go from Betty Davis to Pennywise?
Because I'm ADD.
W-A-D-D, W-A-D-D-F-M.
W-A-D-D-H-D-F-M. So who wants... we still don't have number one. Yeah, number 2 is Exorcist, adjusted for inflation.
I don't even have
Poltergeist?
No.
Amityville Horror.
Well, Poltergeist was a good film.
Yeah, it was.
In its time.
Yeah.
That was a good film.
Nice direction.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amityville Horror would... I don't know. There.
That was number 8.
Get
and
out.
I did see that in the theater, and so I took Miss Joyce to see that.
Uh-huh.
Figured, you know, when she's frightened, she'll
grab onto you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
The Shining did not make the top 10.
Rosemary's Baby, or did we already say that?
The Shining didn't work for me. I had trouble following it. It was too ponderous.
Red Rum.
Actually, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
And number 1.
Jaws.
Oh,
Jaws. I don't think Jaws is a horror movie.
Oh, no, because it's fun. It's a comedy when half your body is sitting.
I didn't say it was a comedy.
I didn't think of it that way.
Let's get that trampoline back from each
Halloween,
other's conclusions.
Is Halloween on the list?
No.
Okay.
Not adjusted for inflation, Halloween is in the top 10.
No.
And that's not the original. That's the second one that came out in 2018. That's why they adjust these for inflation, because the first Halloween, in my opinion, was the best horror movie
ever. And the music soundtrack.
The soundtrack, the cast, the place where they shot it, that looks like every single town in southern Illinois or Indiana where they did the first Halloween movie. Sixth Sense was number two on the not and it was number one in the not adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
For adjusted for inflation, it, the first edition, is number six.
The first edition.
The first film.
The first film in theaters.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the only film in theaters.
Gremlins, which I made the mistake of seeing with my insane second wife.
Gremlins, I don't consider horror.
No, not really. And
strange.
You know what? The number three movie is Ghostbusters, and that's comedy.
That's not horror.
That's not horror.
That's a comedy.
Yeah, see, I don't... Yeah.
Doesn't belong on the list.
That's why I didn't think Jaws should be on
this
list.
This list is screwed up.
It is. This list sucks. We'll come up with something even worse next.
Yeah. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J. Got an update for you. Now, officially, we are accident-free throughout the morning. We have nothing to tell you about as far as accidents anywhere right now. We do have one place that we're showing a little bit of a slowdown on the Eastern Boulevard as you pass Eastdale Mall and go over the Wears Ferry Road. That next red light at Twain Curve, we're showing a slowdown there, but we don't have the report of an accident. Just use caution in that area. All right. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services
provided by
the lawyers.
Here's another Emily's segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, with my friend Jay.
Hi, hello, it's me, Jay, with my friend Emily.
That's all I got.
Okay, that's
fine. I'm just kidding.
Check out the Seafood Bistro.
I'm Spectator.
And you know what? You should check out the Seafood Bistro over the weekend. If you haven't been because your work schedule's too busy, you can't get by there for lunch. I mean, there's a myriad of ways for you to get the food delivered to you, but if you're one of those dine-in folks for lunch or dinner, go see the Seafood Bistro. Try out the new fall specials. Pick up some wings or crawfish boil while you're there.
Exactly. I was going to mention the wings.
You've got big hands today, big hand movements. You're very, you know...
Demonstrative?
Yeah. Ooh, good word.
I was going to mention the wings.
Wings.
If you want to do a tailgate thing, got the game coming up. Auburn and Florida this weekend. Why not pick up a big old thing of wings from the Seafood Bistro and all the flavors that they got. The lemon pepper, the Saigon Sweet Heat, the Cravin' Cajun, and that Cajun-style hot chicken, the teriyaki. It's fantastic. Go to theseafoodbistro.com to see the entire menu of everything on offer at the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook as well.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up. Up next, Slam-a-Bama as we get ready for another football weekend, and the Duncan and Son Predictathon on my Facebook page is waiting for your prediction. It takes 2 seconds to do it. You can win the works from Don Duncan and $100 you can use towards anything else you need for your car.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Food. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star State, EBT, and all credit cards accepted.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Money got a piece of the pie.
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Predictathon, visit my Facebook page, Greg Udell, make a prediction, and get ready to win. And good luck.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Already 77, and when you're in the fourth day of October and the dew point is 71. Ouch. That's not good. Record high today with a high of around 100, which would easily break the record of 97. It goes back to 1954. Rain chances are not zero. Future radar shows some, there will be some showers out there this afternoon. Your chances of seeing one, 20% or less. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still a hot day, but we're done with record high territory. We're going to stop at 10 in a row today. High of 96 tomorrow, 92 on Sunday. Rain chances pretty small Saturday, but not zero, and then scattered, let's say widely scattered storms around on Sunday here and there. Monday, though, the rain chances peak at 50%, and boy, I don't know. We'll see. Scattered showers and thunderstorms along the cool front moving through the state. So hopefully we'll get some raindrops from the front and then much cooler air back behind it. You will feel the difference and you'll be smiling a lot Tuesday, Wednesday, and beyond. Right now this morning with clear skies, southwest winds at 5, temperature 77 at 832.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Coming up, a bonus cat fact.
Cat fact.
What?
Yay.
Yeah.
It was my lucky day.
It's one of the most interesting and ironic cat stories of the whole year. So don't miss it.
Well, we almost made it through the morning, but we do have an accident to tell you about. The first one of this Friday on the Eastern Boulevard, just past Carmichael Road at the ramps at I-85. We have an accident right there that's just past Carmichael Road on the Eastern Boulevard, right on the I-85 bridge. Accident there that's going to cause some slowdowns for just a little bit. Other than that, everywhere else is clear this morning and no other accidents to report. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game, and if your name is Colin Chandler, then you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. 396-5477, Colin Chandler, and when you do, you will qualify for a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for an entire year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Colin, co-Colin, fee-fi, fo-filin, see.
Shut up.
Really?
A lot of people are going to find you annoying.
Sorry. If I offended you and your family, my most humble apologies. Hey, you know what we have coming up?
What's that?
What?
Up, that's...
Oh, God, man, we walked right into that.
You did. I said what? I didn't say what's that.
I'm afraid, said, Emily, that you're the only one that soiled your toes on that one.
Soiled your toes?
I like that. I like
well.
That.
Well.
Well. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
If I want that, I don't need you here to do it. I can just go to...
Where he left it.
Uh-huh.
If that's what I want. Like at Adams Motorsports.
Uh-huh.
They have brand new information this month.
Uh-huh.
And super consumer-friendly interest rates.
Uh-huh.
As low as 1.9%.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for a rip snorting good time.
You!
You're so naughty.
I am. See the much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister Playtime, he was here yesterday. 1.9% every year. How long have I known Terry? 13 years.
Yeah, you've known him a long time.
And every year, and he looks forward to this because he's like a kid at Christmas time, too. They do their layaway program. So for the family, the dad, the mom, whoever wants to blow everybody away with a gift that everybody can use year-round, motorcycle, off-road excitement from Polaris, or even a Kawasaki jet ski, you can get it at those incredibly low interest rates, and then they'll lay it away for you. Until Christmas, they'll store it for you, put a red bow on it, and when you're ready to pick it up for the big Christmas moment, you'll be all set. Now is the time to go do that at Adams Motorsports. See Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Check their inventory at adamsmotorsports.com, and if you're interested in interest rates that low, 1.9%, get your credit app started on the website and then go shop. At Adams Motorsports, see our buddy, much beloved and glorious, overlord of the great outdoors, prime minister of playtime, master of the universe, Terry Adams. 836, your local news, and then our Morning Maroon nominees coming up in our final Emily segment. And I can really tell you a story that will tell you just how valuable a Clark's Club membership can be a little bit later.
from Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year. Fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
A new era of SmackDown begins on Fox. Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns, The Undertaker, Becky Lynch, and Stone Cold Steve Austin celebrate 20 years of SmackDown.
Go crazy in this right there.
The greatest live event in entertainment.
Friday Night SmackDown, 20th anniversary, premieres tonight on Fox. Tonight on Fox 20.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you turn 50, skin gets saggy. But there's something you can do to fight gravity. Go to a bar and get a shot. It ain't making smart. It's called Botox.
Shots, 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 shots. Botox, shots, shots, shots. Botox, shots, shots, shots. Botox. Oh, oh, lady. Shots, 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 shots. Botox, shots, shots, shots. Botox, shots, shots, shots. Botox. I should ring.
Simba. Monkeys. And let's get the wolf to talk. Wolfman. There we go. It's going to be a short edition of Animal Stories today because there's really only one. I don't know, but the last couple of days there's been an animal story drought. But today it's just one. And it's about a gator. How about that irony, since Auburn's playing the Gators? Apparently, alligators, now that their population has proliferated to the point where they're really endangering people all over South Florida, turning up in canals and climbing backyard fences, golf courses, you name it. A young alligator was found near the Allegheny River in Lawrenceville. This past Tuesday, Humane Animal Rescue said the gator was the seventh found in the state and the fifth in the county. What's interesting about this is prior to this year, there had not been any gator sightings in Pennsylvania. So they're working their way upstream, I guess. But I have seen, I've watched video of a 12-foot alligator climb a 6-foot chain link fence. People are now building, I saw this going on in Florida, they're now putting in much taller fences in their backyard if they back up or close to water, because nobody wants to walk out and see a pet leash with nothing on the end of it. That's about the most pleasant way I could put that.
I know what you're talking about.
Warning, I thought you had a cat story.
There's nothing worse than looking into your backyard where your cat was.
It's not there.
An empty leash.
We're finding it in the dryer.
Okay. Let's bring in former secretary.
She gave me a dirty look.
You know,
I felt it. I felt I'd that.
I'm just going to go to my
office. In America, you have a right to be stupid.
We can actually wire you up over there. We can see you through the window. Your office.
Time doesn't for it look nice in there now?
It's very pleasant. All right. You're going to get mad.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Or the general?
You're going to get mad.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Why?
Because this first maroon involves Elvis.
Oh.
A guy who apparently looks just like Elvis.
I highly
It could have been me from the profile.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My mother said, when I was younger and my hair was higher, from the side I profiled just like Elvis. And I had the hips to prove it.
Oh, my Lord.
Soon I'll have the broken hips to prove it. Anyway, this guy that looked like Elvis went into an adult shop in Auckland. How would you like to live in a city that sounds like you're always ready to vomit? Are you going to Auckland? He couldn't help falling in love.
Oh, goodness, I just read the story.
With a product, well, basically, it's... I got one of these at my bachelor party many years ago, the first one.
How are you even doing this story?
I just showed her the headline.
But these...
You got some chutzpah.
This fake femininity, that's okay.
Fake femininity.
Costs $100. His credit card got declined, because everybody wants that on their Visa, right?
Right, yeah.
Yes, I went to the adult shop in Auckland and tried to buy a fake, but...
Oh, man, they blurred out his face. I wanted to see how close he looked like Elvis.
Well, now, there's another story here. Anyway, the cops are trying to track him down because they have a nice surveillance shot of this guy. There's another guy in here. He was caught doing something in public that you shouldn't do in public. And his mugshot, he looks like he was still doing for the mugshot camera what he was caught doing in public.
Who is this guy again?
It's a guy who they caught him. He was masticating.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, yeah. And when they... The reason he became a viral sensation is because his mugshot looked like he was still masticating. Steven Tyler gets a nomination today.
What? Why? Did he tie one too many scarves to his microphone stand?
I'm sorry for the abundance of naughty...
No, you're not.
...elements in these stories
you're
today.
You're absolutely...
He's a rock star. He does rock star things, but he also has daughters. During a recent Aerosmith show, he pretended to be doing that. You know, basically the dance they call the hump-a-doodle-doo.
I just found that guy's mugshot.
Oh, no! That's awful!
Oh, boy.
So back to the Steven Tyler story. Whew. And apparently, when Steven Tyler did this erotic motion on stage, he really put a lot of energy into it. His daughter, Mia Taylor, saw it and dropped an ew in the comments section. And her half-sister, Chelsea Tyler Foster, replied, "My thoughts exactly." When you have daughters, those days end. You never want to have anything left behind that would embarrass your kids. So who deserves it here? The Elvis?
So when do you start?
Oh, there have been a few. Look, let me just say this. There's a few stories I probably wouldn't tell on the air if she were here. But go way back. She's almost 30, so I have told her a few, and she's laughed her butt off.
Right, yeah. There becomes that point, you know, obviously, when you suddenly, I say suddenly, I don't know. I don't know exactly when the point is, but you're able to talk to your parents about things that you just didn't, you know, no, that you were afraid to, or just was like, I don't know.
I'm still afraid of my mother. To talk to her about anything that's not appropriate.
But think about that with your father, though. Did you get to a point in your in?
I don't talk to my dad about anything that could be even slightly inappropriate.
Does he?
No.
Talk to you about anything?
We don't express feelings really well in our family.
Okay.
Open dialogues about things that are maybe taboo. They don't happen.
All right. I'm going to make this town. This is going to be a town nomination. But there is a place called Garfield, New Jersey, and they have a huge cat problem.
It's never a problem to have too many cats.
No, they are overrun with feral cats.
Do they not watch The Price is Right?
Why, what is The Price? Oh, Spade
and Neuter. I mean, Calvin's...
Well, Bob Barker and his scissors haven't been convenient.
Well, Calvin's losing his cotton puffs on Monday.
His cotton puffs.
Anyway, jokingly, the report infers that maybe they should try to lure these feral cats from Garfield, New Jersey, to the next town over by using lasagna.
Oh.
Greg, I can't.
You know, did you train her to make that face? Because I'm seeing the same look on both of your faces. Well, young Joey's here.
Also, I'm going to have to tie the two stories together. So is this how life goes? Is this how life progresses? You know, first you're a young buck, you're a star, then you have daughters, and you better not be thrusting like Steven Tyler was doing on stage. At least that's the pantomime.
Hold on while I dump thrusting. Oh, it's too late because I'm old and my hand can't move to the dump.
And so you go away from being able to do those salacious things or at least talk about them to now making cat puns and talking about old cartoons. This is where life goes. Sounds great, actually. I'm looking forward to getting
Hey, I'd love to continue mature. This discussion, but Skipper's knocking on the door.
Well, we almost made it through the morning, but we do have an accident to tell you about. The first one of this Friday on the Eastern Boulevard, just past Carmichael Road at the ramps at I-85. We have an accident right there that's just past Carmichael Road on the Eastern Boulevard, right on the I-85 bridge. Accident there that's going to cause some slowdowns for just a little bit. Other than that, everywhere else is clear this morning and no other accidents to report. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell
Jay. I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
the lawyers. Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and it's not time for the big segment drawing yet, but I am happy to announce that Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group has contributed gift certificates to the pizza place to add to our big weekly
the pizza place. We're having a big to-do there next week, too.
I heard. Maybe Eddie will stop by if he's not too busy showing homes, because he's got one coming to the market on Larkin Lane. If you go to Facebook and look up Eddie Sells Houses, you can see a beautiful shot of this home that's soon to be listed. It looks fantastic. But that's just one of many that Eddie's got working for you right now. If you want to live out in the waters, enjoy all those fantastic amenities, the clubhouse, the pools, the tennis courts, the parks, and have that kind of lifestyle, there's a great townhome available for you there. Or if you're ready to put yours on the market, give Eddie a call or a text. And he enjoys choice memes, so send those to him as well. On Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses, and you can give him a call or text 322-0662. Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. And as we always like to say, it's better with Bader.
It is better with Bader.
Joey.
You want to help Emily with the grand prize drawing coming up?
Sure, I'll help.
How? Wait, how do you want him to help? Do you want him to pull the numbers? I mean, I always look forward to pulling the numbers. What do you want him
down.
To do?
Shield down.
How? What is Elizabeth Warren in the room here for crying out loud?
Stop it, because I'm like an eighth Cherokee.
I thought she actually needed help. I don't want to usurp any of her.
It's the one flipping thing that I get to do each week that I'm excited about. Don't you turn off my mic. I see your finger over there.
It won't make a difference.
If you're driving along Carmichael Road or behind us on 85, you'll still hear anything Emily has to say.
So we recently became empty nesters, and as the kids moved out, so did their furniture. When we finally toured our newly vacated home, we realized we were about to have some fun shopping for new furniture at the Depot Furniture Gallery.
They had the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region, including entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and so much more.
Hey, how about those rustic decorative items like vintage railroad lanterns? Old glass wooden windows that have been hand-painted and turned into unique artwork, metal wall signs like Lake House, Farmhouse, and of course, Alabama and Auburn.
The Depot is located inside Prideful Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win 1 of 5 great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
got another one.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
What is your problem?
No, it's a new record. I think it's the fourth or fifth Emily segment in 1 hour.
Well, you know, is this when I get to draw the names?
Yes.
Hooray. All right, let's go. Up for grabs first. Are you ready?
Yeah, it's loud.
Don't turn my mic down.
I'm bleeding from the ear.
I can't hear myself in my headphones. So, yeah, up for grabs first. Do I get a drum roll or anything? Do I get any kind of freaking fanfare? Thank you. Gift certificate to the pizza place courtesy of Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. Remember, it's better with Bader. That goes to caller number 3.
Ooh, going back to the beginning of the week, it is Keith from Santuck.
Yay! Oh!
I am so happy. What a loyal listener has won. Up next, tailgate to go.
From Baumhauer's, correct?
That's right. This is a full-size party tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, and queso, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea, and our winning number is...
Not that one.
Keep it under 50.
10. Number 10.
Number 10 is Jessica W. Yeah.
I know Jessica. That's what we call her.
Jessica.
Jessica. When your last name is a W.
What was this prize again? I'm sorry.
That was the Baumhauer Jam.
Oh, good. I had it right.
Now, the Clarksville membership... is our grand prize that's worth $159.59. I will save more than that this month because of the work they did on my tune-up, and I'll explain that this afternoon. But this has real value.
We skipped one.
We'll get to Don after the Clarks.
Okay, that's fine.
Nobody, 11.
That was a random pool.
Wow.
That was a random pool.
Timmin.
Yeah, it's so much more excited with Joey in the room.
So now what?
Now we do the works from Don Duncan on American Tower and Hour. That is a $50 deal.
Number 33.
Trey. That is Brenda S.
Brenda's.
Yeah!
Let me grab this call from Sam, who probably has carpal tunnel by this point. You got about a minute, Sam. What's up?
Mom, the cat's back in the refrigerator.
Cat's back in the refrigerator.
I just... Well, you kids, let it out! I can't wait to go to the fair this weekend, but I just... I was wanting to say, 2 weeks ago, I invited Joy to come fill some sandbags with me, and I got covered up in poison, took a week to get over it, but I'm going back tomorrow, and I just wanted to invite him while I could get him to let him know I'm... his help would be appreciated.
I'm a straight shooter, Sam. No.
That's it. Hey, listen, love the show, man. Y'all sound like you're having a good time.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
It is just a minute shy of News and Views with Joey and Jack. Quick reminder that, you know, the mowing season has pretty much ended in a lot of spots because there's been no rain. Grass stopped growing. Yeah. However, there will be rain. There will be other mowing seasons.